BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting this season. Everything from pro, college basketball, UFC, MMA, and more. You always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. With live betting options, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable. BetOnline is truly the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite leagues and events. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and receive a 50% off welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure you use promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, to receive your awards. BetOnline.ag, where the game starts, was a proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show on your radio. Back on the Boss Man Show here with Coach Paul Mills, Oral Roberts, Golden Eagles. Coach Mills, how you doing, man?
All good in this area. I know you are battling severe weather where you're at, so hopefully no interruptions during this interview, but all good here in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Coach Mills, it's funny, man. We're doing this 6 years since you've been here, man. We do this once a year, man. Can you believe it's been 6 years already, man?
Time flies, you know. I think back to, you know, spent a decade and a half almost at Baylor University, and that's like a distant memory. And so 6 years, it goes by quick. You would always hear people say, you know, I have two daughters who are in high school, is cherish the moments, they'll leave you soon. And as you get older and time flies, the days go by slow, but the years go by fast.
I hear that, because Coach Mills, I can tell you, man, looking at my itinerary, I've been doing this NBA thing, have my radio show for 13 years.
Wow.
And I can't even, like, 13 years I've been doing this? 13? It doesn't feel like work at all. It just flew on by me. 13 years, man.
Good for you.
Yeah, man. And like I said, man, you know, this is your – I'm going to put it out there, God willing, you're going to have your fourth winning season, six years being there. Talk about establishing a culture, establishing a program, because we come into a new job, as we talked about, first got hired in 17, so now it's like you don't really know until you get there, right? And now heading to your fourth winning season, minimum, in 6 years, has to feel like you feel good and your program feel really good about what you're doing there in Tulsa.
Yeah, you know, elevators don't get to the penthouse immediately. There's levels to it. And so you have to kind of climb the levels. When we first took the job here, ORU had won six Division I games the year prior. And so when we came in, we knew that there was a foundation here, and the previous staff did a wonderful job, just fell on some lean years. And there was a foundation here. There was something to build on. And so we had a rocky start my first couple of years, and just we wanted to get the right people on the bus. We wanted to make sure we had the right people who were on board, and we believe we did. And so first year was tough, won 11 games. Second year, we had nine new guys, won 11 games again. And then year three, we win 17. And then year four, that group that we brought in, those nine new guys, were now juniors. And we went to the NCAA tournament, and we were able to win some games and advance to the Sweet 16. So those guys now, you know, they're older, and they've been around. We have five guys still from that Sweet 16 team. And so, you know, right now you're sitting at 17 wins with a month and a half left in the season at 17-4. And you feel like, again, you have the right people on the bus and you're moving forward. But going back to my original statement is I think anytime you're beginning something, you understand that you want to get to the penthouse. Just it's not snap your fingers and add water and it happens. And we've got guys who've been faithful and very diligent in putting in the work. And I'm very happy for them that it's not only paying off in recognition for their abilities, but it's being recognized as well in the win column.
No doubt. And, 17 wins at your level is great because, BMS level is hard to get wins, especially in non-league play. And you have 17 wins.
We played the fourth toughest non-conference schedule in the country. And so I think anytime you're playing, that kind of schedule, it's hard. But, for us, we haven't lost at this point. And hopefully not to anybody that presented this kind of thing that we didn't think we could handle. So, every even the games we've lost, even the tight ones that we've been able to pull out, we've always felt like we have the players and we can address, if we do end up on the wrong side of it, we can address the issues that we have because of the character of our basketball team.
No doubt, Coach Mills, like you said, also winning at home, being 11-0 at home. Because I always think about defending the home court is very important. And to win 11 games at your place and in Tulsa, a tough place to play, has to make you feel good. And have your guys understanding that we have to defend home court and go out and focus and really focus on the road and win those games as well.
Yeah, I think it's such a key in establishing a program is I think the first hurdle is you got to get the right people. And then the second hurdle is you have to be good enough to win at home. And then eventually you get to can we win on the road? But we've been able to win at home. I think, in that third year I mentioned earlier, we were 13-1 at home. And this year we're 11-0, and we have five left. As I told the guys yesterday, we're just trying to go 1-0. We're not thinking about anything else other than trying to win for us tomorrow night, Thursday night, against a good basketball team in Denver. So for us, we're just trying to go 1-0, and we'll reset after that. But in order to go 1-0 tomorrow, we need to go 1-0 today, and we need to find a way to do the things necessary in order to improve today that will help us tomorrow.
And Jeff's done a heck of a job there, Coach Mills, improving
Yeah,
his Denver team. The record may
man,
be 3-6 in the
phenomenal.
conference, but he's doing a great job. He's rebuilding that program very well. They play tough, they play hard. He has guys in his system too, so they're getting better day by day.
No doubt. That's why none of these games are easy. And that's why, you never pay attention to records. They obviously have a winning one, and I think they have the most wins they've had in like a decade up to January. So he's done a remarkable job, as many coaches have in this league. So it's a tough out every single night, and you better make sure that your players are on point and people are prepared.
And Coach Mills, I think fans don't realize, like me and you do, that it's really a possession game. It's not even coaching, not even talent. It's literally possession. A block out here, a loose ball here, a good to great shot here, a great pass. It's the margins are so thin between wins and losses, but fans aren't really, our fans see the box score, not the inside of the
Yeah.
game that me and you see.
What's funny is I was talking to Grant McCaslin, who's the head coach at North Texas, doing a phenomenal job. And we were talking on the phone, and he says, "Man, even my closest friends, they don't even realize that it's basketball season. Some of them aren't even aware that basketball is going on." And he said, and then they just all they know is whether you won or lost. And he said, and they're friends. And so it strikes me that people just kind of pay attention to the box score. And people who've been watching it as long as you and I have, I mean, you can recognize, man, if that guy could have made the front end of that 1-1, that would have been the difference in the game. I mean, I was watching it, the Lakers were playing somebody, Philadelphia, and Anthony Davis was 13 of 13, and it was at Philly. And he's got a chance to put the game away, and he misses them both. And it's just, and they end up losing in overtime. And it's just those little bitty things, and it's never one play. It's kind of the buildup and things that happen in the course of the game to get you to that point. But all people know is, man, Philly beat the Lakers in overtime. And you know what? Who can fault Anthony Davis, right, as good as he is? But everybody expects him to be perfect. 13 for 13 isn't good enough. And you just realize that I don't care who you are, you could be one of the best players in the NBA. The margin is really, really small. And there's nights where you're gonna have to be really on top of things in order to come out with a win, because it's hard.
You got that right. And you know, and I think that's – I'll try to tell that to my first time Coach Mills, is, hey, it's a hard game. I want to make my listeners smarter fans. I want them to be able to see the things you and I see, because I'm lucky. My dad was a coach, so I kind of had that perspective, because my dad was a coach who still has a legal pad, Coach Mills, and takes notes.
That's awesome.
So he calls me. Did you see that pin down on Flex? Did you see that icing picture? Dad, I see you, Dad. I'm aware.
Yeah. And I think that anytime that, you know, when you're aware of all, it's not even just the pin down or the flex screen here. It's, you know, that guy is having a bad day for whatever reason. His girlfriend broke up with him. His kid is struggling with this. There's so many other human elements that just come into this stuff that impact your winning. It could be an injury. You could be missing your one or two best players. Well, fans don't necessarily know that. And KD being out, I can promise you the Brooklyn Nets do not want that to be the case. And so all of these things that just go into winning, and then you have to work yourself back into shape. And then there's a human element for 13 other guys, and especially at the college level with teenagers. So there's just so many factors that play a part that goes into impacting winning.
Now, Coach, as I would tell you, you know, my dad is an old school guy. He wants to put two people on the block. So the new school game of my father is, this is hard for him sometimes, but I love how you play. Shooting them threes, I would love to play for you, because I was a shooter. So I was a 3-and-D guy, so I would love playing for you, because I know I can defend for you. Now I get in the corner and make an open three for you. So I love the fact that you all just shoot them three, and you shoot them well too, just because your team's solid, because all your guys who you play shoot that three ball very, very well.
Yeah, we actually don't put anybody on the court, not purposefully, but I mean, of the guys in our rotation, everybody can shoot. And if you have an open shot, we need you to take it. And if you can recognize a rotation or something that's happened, and you can pass up your shot to give somebody a better one, let's do that. So to have guys who can shoot and pass, not everybody can handle. But, you know, Tim Jankovich is a longtime head coach, a phenomenal job at SMU. He said there's just no excuse for guys who can't shoot. Put in the time. And we use the Muhammad Ali quote around here a lot of, you know, I run in the dark to dance in the lights. That there's a lot of work that's done in the dark behind the scenes to allow these guys to showcase their ability. So we have a lot of unsung heroes around here, from graduate assistants to student coaches, who do a lot of rebounding. A lot of credit to our players who put in the time. And we do. If you get an open shot, we need you to take it and not think about it. I think from a coaching perspective, I don't want my players over there looking at me going, should I have done that? We should have rehearsed this well enough to know that, you know what, play with confidence. We'll cover this in film and in practice. But in games, I need you to have a level of confidence and freedom that you understand allows us to push this whole team forward.
And Coach Mills, you have a great player in Max Abrams. Talk about that young man and his scoring abilities, the way he impacts your team on a nightly basis and on and off the court for you guys, Coach Mills.
Yeah, there was a guy there in Georgia who ended up being the first pick in the NBA draft, Anthony Edwards. And he, when he was a freshman, had the most threes. Well, Max, when he was a freshman, was second right behind Anthony. And we knew he could shoot, had the ability to shoot, could do it, was very gifted. We just didn't know if he could handle. And so we played him off the ball his freshman year. Well, his second year, we moved him on the ball. He was the number one shooter in the country at 57% effective field goal off the bounce. And then you were like, man, now the guy's handling and shooting. And that's a lethal combination. You know, everybody looks at James Harden and Kyrie and Steph and say, man, they're great shooters. And what people don't realize is they're really good ball handlers, like elite level ball handlers. And it's the elite level ball handling of the Trae Youngs, Steph Currys that allow them to shoot well enough. And so Max put in a ton of time. And now if you look at the numbers, he's facilitating well. He's defending better. He still shoots the ball at a high level, but he can run a team. And if you look at the NBA combine and the things that he's done the last 2 years that he's been there, his metrics, you know, are just getting better. He was number one in speed. He was up there in regards to vertical. So he has the physical abilities. He has the maturation and he has the skills. And I think we'll see him in the NBA one day, but he's playing with a lot of confidence. And to his credit, he's gotten a lot better.
No doubt. And that's the thing going through, coaches. You want to get better every year. You know, that's something my father always tell me all the time. Say, if you're not getting better, you're getting worse. So, Max is a very example of getting better because, you know, you want to have guys who want to get better, have that drive to get better. Because I know for me, you know, my father come home from work, Coach Mills, and had me out there catching footballs for an hour, shooting for an hour. Okay. So he made it clear, you're going to do something, one of these two sports. So I was doing one of the two things. And that's why when I was playing, I always had that job to go out there and get my shots up or catch fast on the jump shoot. As a young man, 3 or 4 years old, my dad did it for me, Coach, with the Fisher Price ball and go.
So, yeah, I love it. Yeah, and you know what? You learn the value of work, and what you want to see is can it pay dividends? And obviously, you grew up with a love for the sport, and that continues for you to this day in the investment. But what you want out of young people is to see the value in doing the right thing on and off the court and watching it pay dividends. And let's just – whatever God-given abilities we have, let's utilize them and let's use them in a way that let's see what we can get out of the gift that we have. The only wasted days are the days that we don't give our gift away. And the reason we have gifts are to give them away. So if your gift is basketball, let's give it away. Let's find a way to push this thing forward in a way that's going to allow you to benefit individually and collectively. So again, I love stories like yours. Guys who just, man, I learned the value of work. I learned the value of loving and enjoying what you do. And it propels you into something that you enjoy now.
Coach Miz, I'm going to tell you honest to God truth, man. When the NFL cut me in 2010, I never thought I would get into broadcasting, but I did.
Yeah.
You know, my degree's in business, minor in psychology, nothing to do communications. But... but just the fact that they invited me to talk about some sports and the GM liked my flow, he loved my vibe. He's like, dude, you're a natural. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm just a jock, you know? So kept inviting me back. They gave me my own show, and 13 years later, this is where I am. So it's like,
yeah,
that setback of getting cut, it didn't stop me from finding my passion for real, because this is great for me. I'm around sports still. Right. And my body has left my tail, my body now too. So it's all good. So just that alone, I tell you all the time, look at me. If you don't make it professionally, you can still stay around the game if you find your niche.
Yeah. For me, you know, I got hurt playing basketball in college and I wish my gift was playing. As much as I admired Michael Jordan and wanted to be like him and saw Steve Nash thrive, I sure thought I could. I wish my gift was playing. My gift turned out to be helping. And I just want to help young men get whatever they have out of their gift. Basketball has provided a lot to me, just being an inner city kid in Houston and growing up without much. Basketball provided me a lot. And I just wanted to help others realize the benefit of that gift if they would pursue it. So I think we all wish our gift was playing and we would be all stars in whatever professional league we were pursuing. But when you realize that, man, that opened up a door for what my true gift is, you're trying to develop that as best as possible. And you've obviously done that.
No doubt, Coach Mills. I'll ask you this before you go, man. For my fans in Houston here, man, tell us about some great Houston stuff we can go see. We go tour Houston. We're coming out to Houston for a little while. We're going to do a show out there. So where should we go tour for us, tourist attractions in Houston? Where should we go? Where should we go when we're down there, man?
The great thing about Houston is you can do whatever. I mean, whatever you're wired to do, whatever you enjoy, whatever you like. For me personally, there are a number of really good restaurants. There's a place called the Breakfast Club with a K, K-L-U-B, which is right around where the Rockets play. And the Breakfast Club, you got to go there for breakfast. My friend Jimmy Hicks, everybody calls him Cheat Sheet, who runs a basketball media service down there in Houston. He and I would go there a lot. And there's whatever cuisine you like, they've got it. And we just steal from New Orleans during the crawfish time. And so that trickles over to Houston. So between crawfish and the Breakfast Club, usually, you know, around March, April, May, when the crawfish start coming out, you can pretty much whatever it is you can enjoy. Being the fourth largest city in America, you can find it in Houston.
No doubt. I have a staff of 5 people going with me. We're going to have some fun out there. We're going to hit Houston Baptist.
Houston Christian now.
Yeah, we're going to hit Rice. We're going to hit Texas Southern. We're going to hit Houston. So we're going to do a college tour. We want to show our listeners, schools who we interview. This year we're going to actually touch down live there and see this university, how it looks. It's how it is. So we're trying to get kids to want to leave Atlanta, branch out, and find yourself a new way, then come back here a better person.
Well, all 4 of those programs are unique in of itself. They have wonderful coaches. Obviously, the University of Houston and Kelvin Sampson. Those guys are phenomenal. We played TSU. We've been to Houston Christian. I coached at Rice. So familiar with all 4 of those places. And all 4 of them are worth paying attention to.
No doubt. Coach Mills, thank you for your time today. Let's look tomorrow against Denver, man. I was going to chat with you, my brother.
Boss, man, thank you.
Anytime, Coach. See you, man.
See ya.
BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting this season. Everything from pro, college basketball, UFC, MMA, and more. You always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. With live betting options, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable. BetOnline is truly the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite leagues and events. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and receive a 50% off welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure you use the promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, to receive your awards. BetOnline.ag, where the game starts, was a proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show on your radio.